We started here last January, building the first part of a 50 megawatt solar plant, which we connected on the 31st of March 2015. And we are now moving into the second phase of the development, which was planned to serve four of the hangars on site, the previous hangars from the days of RAF Colchon.
Obviously, it's a great place to put a solar.
Yeah, it's perfect. It has all the attributes of the perfect development site for us. You know, we have access from the runway, we have a flat site, well-drained. All the reasons it was a fantastic location for the RAF serve us well in at the same time. So it's definitely the ideal site for a development such as this.
How much power are you actually generating here?
We're generating probably somewhere in the region, once we're complete, around 50,000 megawatt hours per annum. So that's 50,000.
What sort of number of homes would that provide energy for?
We're probably looking at doing somewhere in the region of 15,000, depending on whose statistics you want to look at, whether it be the Department of Energy or some of the other agencies out there who say. But anything between, say, 12.5 and 15,000.
And obviously that's good news for the local population, because that's feeding into the grid.
It feeds into the grid, and it's hopefully most of it's consumed in the area. Yes, it's a good thing.
What sort of reaction are you getting to the fact that this is now a solar farm?
I think it's been very quiet as such. I mean, one of the great things about solar as a neighbour is that it's very passive. There's no moving parts. Visibility is, the visibility of the site is pretty much minimised by the fact that panels are sitting on flat ground, not seen from any vantage point. We've not really had any problems whatsoever with neighbours or whatever. Everyone seems quite happy.
I just think it is actually the perfect thing, isn't it? Solar power.
Well, perfection. Yeah, I think solar power is probably the most passive of all the technologies, and it seems to have a lot of public support.
What does it work with the amount of sunlight that we get here? How well does it work?
It works fairly well with ambient light. Direct sunlight's not too important, providing it has light to work. That's the way the cells respond to light rather than just direct sunlight.
So obviously the construction work going on here, how soon do you hope that's going to be finished?
Well, the schedule is for us to be finished in the last week in March of this year. So we're hopeful that if we stick to program, then hopefully maybe the 24th, 25th of March we should be set up and running.
And work's been going on fairly frantically.
It's been going on frantically for the last few weeks. So we're quite confident we'll meet the program. We know the site very well because we've already constructed. We at the moment we've got our fingers firmly crossed.
And I believe you're putting cables in as well.
Yeah, we're putting cables in. We have to run a cable up to the connection point from the network operator, and there's cables going in on the site as anticipated in the planning.
And obviously, while you're doing this, you're creating jobs at the same time.
Yeah, there's jobs on site being created during the construction, and there'll be some maintenance jobs going forward.
So it's good news for the local economy that there is work here.
We like to think so.